Everyone, I want to welcome Shmuel Solomon to the 5-Minute Torah. It's nice to have him in the bias for Torah. Mit Hashem, he should be zeichet, simcha and bracha always.
Amen.
We spoke about Parshas Parah in the longer shir, so let's talk a little bit about this week's Parsha, Parshas Shemini. The beginning of Parshas Shemini talks about the end of the Miluyim. Vayi b'yom Hashemini was the 8th day of the Miluyim. As Rashi points out, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shehukam HaMishkan Bo Bayom. Where we had finally the beginning of the Mishkan, the Hakamas HaMishkan. If you look in Parshas Naso, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, in Rashi explains, Vayi b'yom kalos Moshe l'hakim as HaMishkan. This day, the same day, when Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Mishkan, so Rashi there says, from the Sifri, Melam Mishakol Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim. The 7 days of Miluyim, the 7 days, when Moshe Rabbeinu was concretizing the holiness of the Mishkan, Hayamosha Mamidu Mefarko. Every single day, Moshe put up the Mishkan and took it apart. Put up the Mishkan and took it apart. For seven, imagine, to put up this whole entire Mishkan and take it apart. For 7 days, until this 8th day, Yom Mamidu Vlo Parko. On this day, B'Yom HaShmini, he put it up and he didn't take it apart. And the obvious question is, we have to understand, why was Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days building a Mishkan and tearing it down, building a Mishkan and tearing it down? What was the significance? What was the purpose? Why was that productive on any level? So I want to share an idea from the Sefer Vayechi Yosef, from the Papa Rebbe. We saw already in Parshat Vayakel, the Pasuk tells us that when discussing the different nedavos, the donations for the Mishkan, in Perek, Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin, V'amlacha Yisadayam L'chol HaMlacha L'asosos V'hoser. That there was definitely enough nedavos to build everything, V'hoser, and there was left over. That when they built the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was built with all the Kalim and the Big Dekuna, some of the Nedavos, some of the donations, some of the gold, silver, copper, Tchelas, Vargamon, whatever it was, some of it was left over. They didn't put into use. And the obvious question is why? They could have just added a little gold here, a little silver here, made it a little bit nicer. Let everyone's Nedavos go into the Mishkan. Why would you leave over some? What was the purpose? So we could explain perhaps that the reason that some was left over was to bring every Jew, every Yid, a little bit of anivus, a little bit of humility. And not to think that for sure every Yid gave his nedava. He gave his gold, his silver, his copper, and he'll think, oh, my copper, my gold, my silver, my tchilas, that went into the Mishkan. I made it. I'm good to go. I'm such a tzaddik. I'm so big. Every Yid should think it's a possibility. Maybe what he gave didn't even go into the Mishkan. Maybe what he gave didn't even make it. To build a sense of humility, to realize there's so much more I have to strive for. There's so much more I have to become. Maybe I didn't gain the kapara for the egel that the Mishkan was supposed to bring, because maybe my nedavah didn't go in. And therefore a little bit was left over, so every Jew could think that, in order to push ourselves a little bit more. Not to think I've made it, it's done. And so too here, Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days, he builds the Mishkan, takes it apart. Builds the Mishkan, takes it apart. Why? Because Chazal teaches, Rashi brings it down in Parshas Pekudei, that the Mishkan was kapara for the egel. The Mishkan was kapara for the egel. And if the Yidden saw the first day, the Mishkan's built and it's good and beautiful, every Jew says, oh, we're good to go. And then they see it taken apart and say, maybe not, wait, maybe we have to do more, maybe there's more we have to do, maybe I haven't done enough. And every day, thinking back and forth, in order to teach us, there's so much more we could be, there's so much more I could do. Maybe I haven't reached my Shlemus. Maybe I could be so much more. And that's being taught to us by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is building but taking apart the Mishkan. Similarly to the fact that there were nedavos that were left over. To teach us, don't think I've made it. Don't think I've finished building. I have to constantly be building. I have to be constantly growing, constantly working on myself and becoming more than I already am. The Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah teaches us that Hashem created many worlds and destroyed them before this world was created. He created a world and destroyed it, worlds and destroyed it until the world that we have. The Halig Anayim Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lejansk, whose yartzeit was today, Zchusu Yagin Aleinu, therefore we have to share Torah in his name. He explains, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create many worlds and destroy them until this world was built? In that way, he built into the chemical makeup of the world that we're always constantly needing to rebuild and grow. We're constantly needing to become more. And this is the essence of the world. And that's why tshuva was even created before the world as we know. And that's our avodah. Every single one of us is to understand and to learn from this idea of Moshe building and destroying the Mishkan until it was finally built. There's so much more we come and so much more we could be. 1 week ago we had Purim and we managed felt the highest of highs. But let's realize and recognize we're never reaching the highest of highs. Ad yoimis, I'm working myself, I'm growing, I'm reaching higher and higher for Shleimus. There's more I could be, there's more I could become. Am I learning? Am I davening? Am I midos? Never stop growing, never stop building. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be zoiche to Heil Geshadav, as Kodesh, full of bracha, full of simcha, full of tahara. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.